Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Bob?
It is.
Oh, hi, Bob. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better. So I know you were speaking with Doug, and he's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Well, I don't know how it works.
Oh, okay. Let me backtrack then a little bit and tell you that in a nutshell, this is just an easier way for new customers to find you. Okay, because in this day and age, when somebody needs a new product or a service, they're going to just type into the computer what it is that they need. And this way, we'll make sure that your company shows up front and center every single time in a spotlight position. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients by giving you that exposure. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And the main benefit is that it's exclusive, meaning the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
Of course, because that's going to maximize the
So
jobs that come to you exclusively. You know what I mean?
you're working basically by search words or things like that.
Exactly. Keywords. That's exactly the same thing. Search words, keywords, same thing. And what the nice thing about the program too, Bob, is that it's so affordable because you've been in business for 22 years. You would qualify for our legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on the Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more businesses these days are more and more people, I should say, are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
That's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll be coming up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay, now, Doug was sending me a website, but it's not under integrated cabling services. It's under the Gulf Coast Railings.
Yeah,
So you
we
have,
started re I started rebranding about a year ago on my outdoor products. So that's why I've
Oh.
got, see, I started 20 some odd years ago in low voltage audio systems, Wi-Fi, things like that, more or less indoor.
Okay.
And as years went on, we're competing more and more with people like the Amazons and the Googles, so we kind of moved towards the outdoors.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's why there's such cool images on the website that he sent me. I see that there's some that has like the lighting on it and stuff in addition to the railings and
Yeah, and we
okay.
do pergolas there, and we do screen porches and electric screens, and we do have availability for outdoor kitchens, and I've got a contractor on payroll that does outdoor remodel, just everything, you know. But yeah,
Okay.
that's on the Gulf Coast.
Okay. So, question. Does Gulf Coast Railing and Integrated Cabling Services, they operate out of the same area, the Fairhope Greensboro Road? Okay. So it's the same company in essence, but two different divisions, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Integrated Cabling, I guess, could be considered the parent company.
Got it. They're
both LLCs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have a website for Integrated Cabling as of yet, or you just would rather promote the outdoor?
I think the future is more outdoor, even though my reputation around here is, you know, I get plenty of new customers for Integrated Cabling through word of mouth.
Got it.
And it's just something that people don't usually search for.
Yeah, people don't
go online and search for low voltage. or even audio systems. You know, they'll go online and Google Best Buy and not audio systems.
You're right. Yeah. So, yeah, the reason I ask is what I was going to suggest is, since you already have the website for Gulf Coast, what we could do is attach that to all the listings and then promote that website on the listings, so that now that site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you business. Because if not, the site would become like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. People can't hire you from it if they can't find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd rather do that, and I'd rather start really promoting the website, because I can keep adding, and I could put a page on my website for audio if I wanted to down the line. But
you could, yeah, absolutely. Like, also call for low voltage and audio systems and stuff. But yeah, definitely make this your bread and butter, so to speak, for now. And then, do you have a business Facebook set up yet for the Gulf Coast Railing?
That's things I need to be doing. I know my social media is non-existent.
Okay, don't worry. The reason I ask is because we are a premier partner to Google. Google does allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So if you don't have the business Facebook up and running yet, don't worry. We'll help you get it up and running. And then, you know how when you do a search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your personal Facebook, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for, you know, pergolas, screens, railings, anything that has to do with the services that you offer, that next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Gulf Coast Railing coming up. So naturally, it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see, you know, how many new clients came from Google, how many new clients came from Facebook. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they came from. So that way, everything is very transparent. So, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, Bob, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, I'll try. Like I was telling them, I've tried others, and some have been bad, and a couple have been pretty good. Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, okay. You're going to absolutely love this. So I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
I've got both. I've got one for Integrator. I've got one for Gulf Coast. Let's do the Gulf Coast.
Sure. Okay. What is that one?
GulfCoastRailing@gmail.com.
Oh, good. That's easy enough. Coast Railing.
And you say you got the website, right?
I do. I already attached it to the listing here. And then...
Okay.
Let me just make sure it's GulfCoastRailing.com, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then your last name is really Beach, just like the ocean?
Yeah, B-E-A-C-H.
I love it. Oh, that's awesome. And then is this the phone number that you would like to promote for the business?
Yes, until I get a new one or add another
okay.
one. But yeah, this is the one.
If this one is already out there on any listings online for integrated cabling services, it might show as a duplicate to Google and throw up a red flag. So what we could do, if you like, is we could put a call tracking number where we would purchase a brand new 251 area code number. And when people call it, it would forward over to this number. And it would also eliminate some spam callers for you because we would put a press one, press two greeting on it where it would say something like, you know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options would still ring over to you. But if it's a spam caller, sometimes those are computer generated where they can't press one or two, so those would fall off. And when you're connected, it would be an actual person on the line. Do you want to maybe put the call tracking number on there? Because if they put it on, I would recommend that once you get the number, you also add it to your website so everything's consistent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we'll put the call tracking number on there, so I'll make sure to add that. And
so that number is the one we'd use. So that'd be the number we're going to use in the website.
Correct. Yeah. So you have access to the website where once we get the call tracking number, you can go in and update the website, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah,
and Okay, good. Yeah, my technician will call you later today, Bob, to do the client interview, and that's where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. So they'll get that call tracking number nailed down today, so you'll be able to go in and update it so everything's consistent. And then for the business itself, do you want it to show as Gulf Coast Railing, or should we put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What are your thoughts
It's actually Gulf Coast Railing and Screens.
Oh, okay, and Screens. The and symbol or and written out?
And written out.
Okay,
and it's LLC.
Okay, LLC. Perfect. And then the business address is 18256 Greeno Road?
Yes.
And Fairhope 36532?
Uh-huh.
Is that a physical address for the business that you want published, or would you prefer it hidden?
Yeah. No, that's fine. It can be published.
You can publish it. Perfect. Okay. Yep. And then did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I'll use a debit.
Okay, and does it have your name displayed or the business name or both?
It has both.
Okay, and then...
Robert A.B. Robert B.
How did you know I was going to ask that? I was going to say, does it say Bob or Robert, and does it have a middle name or initial? I love it that you were one step ahead of me.
it's Robert A. Beach that everybody calls
I guess
Bob.
That's something you have to deal with when you're a Bob. People are always going to ask you if that's official or not, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just update that real quick. Robert A. Beach. 1 second, my page is loading. I had to add the call tracking for you. So typically, by the way, that's a little upsell for our existing clients, but I'll put it in there for you at no cost. So, because I know you already have that number for your other business. So, and then Robert A.
And the card, the credit card just has Gulf Coast Railing on it, if that makes any difference.
Gulf Coast Railing. Got it. Okay. And then is it still the Green Rail Road for the billing, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Same address.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
5418.
Okay.
3011.
Got it.
0001.
Okay.
0039.
0039. Okay. Expiration?
2/28.
2/28, and then the code?
261.
261. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, appreciate that. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Gulf Coast Railing and Screens.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Robert Beach, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 25th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I got an error message on the card. Can you please confirm what the expiration month, year, and the code was? It's saying I had an error on one of those fields.
2 of 28.
Mm-hmm. And then the code on the back? Huh, that all matches. I have 2 of 28 and 261. And it says invalid or expired card.
Mm-hmm.
Please verify, but it's not expired. So sometimes when it says that, it just means that the bank might have sent you a new card with a different expiration. So you don't have another MasterCard ending in 0039 has a different expiration, do you?
Nope, this is brand new. Had it for about 3 weeks now.
Oh, okay. Give me the numbers again, because we're VeriSign secured, so it blocks everything except the last 4. So maybe if I put it in again, it'll take it. So go ahead.
Uh-huh. 5418.
Okay, 5418.
3011.
Okay.
3011.
3011.
0001.
0001.
0039.
0039. And then 2 of 28 and 261, right? Okay.
Let's try
it again. Let's see. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own. That's what I always say. Let's see. It says the same thing. That's weird.
It works. I know it works.
Are you getting any notifications on your phone that you have to authorize it maybe? Maybe, because sometimes I get that when I try to charge something. It'll say, like, are you really trying to charge this? And then I just have to hit yes or no.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I got a Shazam. Hold on. Fraud alert. Let's see.
There you go. It's just trying to say, are you actually okay.
Yeah, they do a good job of watching anything new coming in.
Yeah, I like that they do that. Sometimes it's annoying, but it's for our best interest, so I like that they do that.
Okay, it's approved. Go ahead.
Try it again.
Try it again.
Let's try it again. Okay. Let's see. Okay, now it's probably going to go through. So let me open the calendar while it's thinking. The computer's thinking because it's spinning. So while it's doing that, let me go into the calendar. Now, the client interview is going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. And I'm going to see what they have open. Oh, yeah, it went through, Bob, so you're good there.
Yeah.
So let's see here. You're on Central Time, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're in California, so we're on the Pacific time.
I didn't know I was going to California, people.
You know what? there's a lot of conservatives out here now. I don't know if you've been reading what's going on in the news. We have a crazy governor, and you know there's a lot of like voter fraud and stuff going on. But I think most people I run into here, there's a lot of Christians, there's a lot of revival going on, and a lot of people that visit the state, they're shocked because they're like, we've been reading like all this bad stuff that's going on, but yet everyone that we run into is like so different than what we were hearing, you know.
Yeah.
Terrible. So I'm just hoping that this is the year that like we can finally get our governor out because he needs to go. Gruesome Newsom is what we call him. So, but in any case, we have an availability at 12 noon or 1 p.m. today. If not, we can do it as late as 5 or 6 this evening. You want to do it sooner rather than later, or do you want to push it out till this evening?
No, I was trying to think what I got to go. We probably better do it later.
Later, okay. You want to grab the 5 o'clock or the 6 o'clock?
5 o'clock my time?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay, yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. So I'm going to block out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime hour. Okay. And then lastly, because I gave you that legacy rate pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature because that will ensure that your pricing never goes up and grandfathers you into that rate. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Squash?
Yeah, I'm looking through it now.
Perfect. There's a little link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. If you click on that, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Well, I didn't see that. Hold on. Local Splash. Oh, yeah, Local Splash Terms. Yeah, I'm on that one.
Yep. Okay. So if you scroll to the bottom, it'll have two little boxes that you have to check. One will say that you're authorized on the account. The second will say that you receive text messages. And then you have to plug your name in the legal way with the Robert A. Beach, because that's on the billing. And then when you hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. You don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting your pricing locked in. But if you see the username and
I'm trying to figure out where I've got where I agreed to it, but it won't let me get to where I sign it.
Oh, is there a like an orange arrow pointing to it, like pointing to where your name should go?
Nope.
Are you doing it on your phone or are you doing it on a computer?
You came on my phone, so I'm doing it on the phone.
Oh, I see. Okay. Sometimes when people do it on their phones, it doesn't allow it to open up wide enough. So I wouldn't worry about it now. Maybe later when you do the client interview, if you're on a regular computer or something, you can just try to open it again and it'll open up big enough for you to get to the signature part. Okay, yeah, so don't worry about it right now. They'll remind you anyway when they call you, you know, at 5 o'clock to just kind of go in there and get it done. And then lastly, you're going to get an email that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. What that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way to get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So there's going to be about 7 suggestions on that email. It's going to say if you have a business license or if you have a registration, if not, send a work vehicle with a license plate or a invoice with an address or a business card. So don't stress about it. If you don't have all 7 items on that email, it's not a problem whatsoever. So just send over whatever you can, okay? If you only have...
Now, If I've done that in the past with Google, would that work? Because I've already done that.
Have you done it for Gold Coast Railing, or have you done it for Integrated?
Did it for Gulf Coast Railing, because I did Google Ads for a while.
Okay, so we're going to create a new one for Gulf Coast Railing, right? Because you want to promote that business separately. Is that correct?
Yeah, but that's who I did it with Google.
Oh, you
did
it
for Gulf.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me see if you already have a verified listing, because if you do, oh, you do. Perfect. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you another email that says, please add us to your Google business profile. So don't worry about the one with the sending photos, because you've already done that. You just kind of table that one, and you'll just use the second email that I'm sending you that says add us to the Google business profile. You'll add Local Splash as a manager, and then we can go in and start optimizing it right away to go on the first page. So that's actually going to help you a lot, and it'll get you results quicker that you've already done that process. That's awesome.
All right, so I'm going to delete the one that says pictures needed for Google verification. I don't even need that one at all.
You don't need that one at all, exactly, because you've already done that process. So all you have to do is add us as a manager to the one you already have, okay?
All right. Got it.
Okay, and then later when they get the call tracking number, you'll just update it on the website, and then we'll update it on the Google business page once we have the new number for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. And then also, if you receive any other calls from people saying, oh, we're going to update your Google listing, or we need more money for this or that, a lot of times those are just scam companies, and you don't have to pay anything else because it's all included in this package. So
they
you can always
you.
Just... Yes! Exactly. So what I always like to do is put a security question on file, because there's over 200 employees here at Local Splash, and anybody here will have access to it. But if somebody calls you and they're not with Local Splash, they won't have access to it. So you can choose from your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. So which one works best for you?
Read those again.
Your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Oh, they're all easy.
Yeah.
I use the city I'm born in a lot. I was born in.
Do you want to
use
that one?
Yeah, I use that one, I guess.
Okay, and then what's the answer?
It's Hillsboro, Hillsboro.
Okay. Hillsboro, and then I have to type it in again just to make sure it matches. Perfect. Okay, so now if anybody calls you about the Google listing, you can just cut them off right away and say, can you please confirm with me what the security question and answer on file is? And if they can't confirm it, just politely hang up the phone, or just say, look, Tina at Local Splash is handling it. You have to talk to her. If they're a scam company, they're not going to call me, because you know what I mean? But that's just for your protection, okay?
Okay, very good.
All right, so you're all good to go. My technician will be calling you around 5 o'clock, so welcome aboard, Bob. I'm thrilled that you're taking advantage of this. I know that you're going to love it, so have a very profitable year, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.